This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. American student loan debt adds up to well over $1 trillion, a potential drag on the economy. Marketplace's David Gura reports from Washington on what President Obama plans to do about it this morning.
It's no secret many young Americans are having a tough time, especially recent graduates.
Trying to get jobs in a still weak economy and having to make bigger loan payments at the same time.
Kevin Carey directs the New America Foundation's Education Policy Program. President Obama will direct the government to work more closely with the companies that service federal loans, and he wants to make more Americans eligible for something called an income-based repayment plan. Payments are capped at 10% of what a borrower makes.
It could be a very big deal, depending on the number of people who use it.
And that has been an obstacle for a while. Sandy Baum is a senior fellow with the Urban Institute.
Lots of people who are eligible for income-based repayment don't participate in it.
In part because they don't know it exists. Now, there's only so much the president can do without Congress. Today, he'll ask companies that help borrowers prepare their taxes to make sure their customers know what tax credits and repayment plans are out there. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.